We've been hearing by the causeless mercy of our Guru Varga. We've been listening to the glories of the followers of the path of devotion, trying to follow in their footsteps. If we have their causeless mercy, then we can hope to be in their association and be under their guidance and follow the limbs of bhakti. Now from very far we are trying to remember them. For the anarthagrasta jivas, it is very difficult to be under anavatya. Therefore, by following his instructions, is gradually one he advances. Not just in one life, it may take many lives, but still there is this hope. That one day surely this mercy will be had. So now we will try following the vichar of our Guru Varga. The Shravan Kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every day, he would, from morning to evening, evening to night, he would be with the devotees doing Hari Kirtan. When this Asadi Purnima would come, that is the first day of Chaturmasya. Then he said, today is, we should do Mangala Divas. When everyone said, Chaturmasya Vrata is going to start. Therefore, it's very good to do Adivas Kirtan. So then Mahaprabhu, he instructed everyone that for this Mangala Adivas Kirtan, all the Goswamis, Guru Varga, should be remembered, and their worshipable Ishtadev should be remembered, and should pray to them. That from tomorrow, we will place ourselves under the shelter with those activities and services that are favorable to bhakti. Or else, by one's own desire, the jiva can act in many different ways for many lifetimes also. But still, what can he possibly achieve? He'll be trampled like the frog. For 2 or 4 days, he may do something. He wants to engage in this Nitya Anushilan, continuous cultivation of bhakti. Wants to have this Chitvritti, then first of all, you should pray. And you should pray for this mercy. And when one becomes the recipient of such mercy, then he is qualified. So Mahaprabhu said, this Mangala Divas should be followed. So when this Kirtan started, and then when it finished, the Kirtan also, and he said, tomorrow is Ashadi Purnima. Tomorrow is the appearance day of Vyasadev. So Vyasadev, he expanded the Vedas and manifested the Vedvedanta, Gayatri Pranav. As he collected everything, he wrote everything down. He had everything written down and he empowered everyone to follow the instructions of these Vedas. Because if one listens to the Shabda Brahma and does Kirtan and even touches these instructions, then the Shabda Brahma, this Brahma Shakti, will be attained by him. By his own desire it will not be had, but just by one's desire, by praying, then this Shakti will be transmitted to him. Therefore, he said that
Thank you.
said that this Atmagyan is not had by listening to so much, or by speaking so much, or by discussions. No. This Atmagyan only manifests in the heart of a surrendered soul. So therefore Mahaprabhu, he said that tomorrow Vyasadeva will be worshipped. If Vyasa is not worshipped and respected, then knowledge that he has given, then one will not be able to enter into this knowledge. Then one will only be bound in this Jorjavat, this material world, covered by Maya. One cannot escape. Therefore, Vyasadeva should be worshipped. Then Mahaprabhu, he asked thousands of bhaktas who will take the responsibility to do Vyas Puja. Then Advaita Acharya was there. Many associates of Mahaprabhu were present. But in the end, he said, Shivas Thakur, he said, I'm a poor Brahmin. If it's your order, then I'll make all arrangements for Vyas Puja. So then, so Vyas Panchak, Acharya Panchak, Guru Panchak, Narayan Panchak, Shamanta Panchak. Not just Vyas. Along with Vyas, all these different forms of worship also have been described. Panchatattva. Not just Panchatattva. But my Mahaprabhu's desire, Shivas Pandit, he knew who this worship should be done. Who will do this worship? Who has this worship done? Who will be the priest? Then they said the priest will be Nityananda Prabhu. He will be the, he will be. So then Mahaprabhu in the morning, he had a bath in the Ganga. And then he worshipped Tulsi Devi, Saligam Shila. So Mahaprabhu, he was coming. And then Nityananda Prabhu, he was also ready. All the different paraphernalia. And then they said, start your worship. So Nityananda Prabhu, he was only saying, yes, yes, I'll do. But he was not starting yet. So then, this is called Swatantrata. Say, for one's own Puja Pratishtha, one is very eager that he be worshipped. But he doesn't know under whose anugatha he should be placed, where does this puja start from. This he doesn't have any knowledge or understanding. So they say, first we see in Mathura. Then, whenever Vyas Puja would come, any Tithi would come, then Maharaji would first worship the Guru Varga, do arti, offer chandan, tilak. And then, see, these worship, there were some devotees who were not even worthy of being his sons, but still he put tilak mala on them, worship them, and then Mahaprabhu would go and clean the Gundicha temple, he'd put tilak mala on all the Vaishnavas from his own hands, and he would meet with everyone, and then he would go towards Gundicha Mandir. So we have seen, this is the rule. So Nityananda Prabhu, he was silent, he wasn't saying anything. And as long as Mahaprabhu had not come, then until then he was only wandering here and there. So then Mahaprabhu came, then he said, oh Sripad, Nityananda, start the puja. Why haven't you started yet? He was only saying, oh, oh. And then he took mala chandan. Then he put the mala on Mahaprabhu. Then he offered Pushpanjali, Mahaprabhu's own sweet. Then he made him sit on the asan, and then this Vyas Puja started. So Nityananda Prabhu himself, he knew how to do this Vyas Puja. In our Gaudiya Sampradaya, but on this day is Vyas Puja, one, he has one becomes the Vyas, the Acharya himself. And then he is worshipped. They say my puja is Bhagwan's puja. Therefore, what they accept is Pushpanjali, Padyarga, Achaman. And then they have themselves worship. But in this line of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Prabhupada Sasi Thakur, their line is different. In this world, the Bhagavad Parikars, the day they appear, then since then, they should be worshipped. And with respect, lot of love. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur is written that Bhagavan's Janmatithi is also very pure, and similarly, the Janmatithi of the Vaishnava is also very pure. Bhagavan's Avirbhavtithi and the Avirbhavtithi of Bhagavan's Parikars, they're equally worshipable. They purify the entire world. In this way, one should follow this sthiti. So then, Yasji is worshipped. Then his disciples, Jaimini, Paila, Sumanta, Vaishampayana, these four disciples are worshipped along with Vyasadev. And then Narayan Panchak, Guru Panchak, Tattva Panchak, Acharya Panchak, Panchatattva, they are all worshipped. So Nityananda Prabhu, he had this mala. Put this mala around Mahaprabhu, then he worshipped. Then he went with other, and they put this mala chandan on Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivast Thakur, and everyone. Because Mahaprabhu had offered Nityananda Prabhu Srivast Thakur, saying, he is your son. And then Mahaprabhu, he told Srivast that I have given you this avadut. He is always troubling you so much. If you want, you can make him leave home. Leave your house. Because previously, he had a son, and he departed. And by giving Nityananda Prabhu, Malini Devi, and Srivas Thakur were so happy. And then, Baladev and Nityananda are not different. So, had Baladev himself as their son. They are serving him. Srivas Pandit, he said, now I realize that you have so much sneha towards me, that he offered Nityananda to me. By great fortune, I have this. I can serve him. No matter how much, how mischievous he is, still, what would Nityananda Prabhu do? He hits him across the Ganga, which was 5 miles long, and then he'd go sit on the crocodiles, and then he'd float in the Ganga. There'd be a big, huge flood, and the water is flowing so swiftly, he would be floating, swimming there for many hours. Morning until night, he'd be floating there in the Ganga. As long as Maldevi would not go and call him home, Srivas Thakur would not go and call him home, he would not return. And even when he would return, then he would be sitting silently. He was like 36 years old. Still had to feed him by hand, clothe him, and bathe him, put tilak on him. Or else, he just sleep on Malini Devi's lap. He didn't have any consciousness. Where he would go, he had no realization. He was in Avadhut. He didn't care about what he would eat, what he would drink. So at that time, Mahaprabhu, he also put Mala Chandan Nityananda Prabhu, decorated him. And then, the puja started, no, Vyasadeva. And then Vyasadeva himself was so happy. Because Bhagavan himself, when he comes to this world, then if he doesn't have his devotees, not everyone respected, then the world will always be in darkness. They will not have any knowledge. If we don't learn how to respect Guru and Vaishnavas, if we are trying to cheat them, if we trying to not having and respect them, don't have a relationship with them, then how can we enter into this realm of bhakti? And then we will be hated, despised. If we hate the Vaishnavas, despise them, Therefore, Mahaprabhu himself has shown time to time he showed the glories of Haridas Thakur, Srivas, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Pacharya. All his bhaktas, he broadcast their glories in open assemblies. Thousands would be sitting during Ratyatra. If anyone would come and someone starts saying, Nityananda, he's wearing golden ornaments, golden crown, golden bangles, golden bracelets, 36 ornaments he's wearing, he's chewing pan. When they say he's very effulgent, it seems that he's a big wrestler, he's walking on the road. And they start telling Mahaprabhu about all these things. And Mahaprabhu, he heard, and he said, you're a sannyasi, you're a Bhagwan. We worship you, but we cannot worship Nityananda Prabhu. You can see how he's become. He said, Mahaprabhu, he heard, and he said, my Nityananda, even if he goes to the house of a Yavana lady, still he is my guru. Even if he's going to such a lady's house who drinks alcohol, wine, still he's Jagat Guru. Most worshipful to me. Even if he himself is drinking alcohol, still he's my guru. Even the Vaishya is still he's most worshipful to me. Wherever he goes, he purifies the world. Some I've heard, sometimes he'd go to the gold merchant's village, and then there'd be so many gold merchants there. When he'd go there, they'd all forget their profession, because merchants are very tricky in their profession. But now they forgot their profession, they forgot their job, they forgot their family, they forgot everything. Only thinking about Nityananda. And Nityananda Prabhu, when he would go to prostitutes, even prostitutes would give up their profession and they'd dance in front of Krishna. And even Muslims would give up their religion and start offering boga to Krishna. Everyone became pure by him, by the foot dust of his lotus feet. Entire world became pure. So Mahaprabhu, he started glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. So then when the Brahmin heard that so many people had come to Navadvip to complain to Mahaprabhu and Puri, then they became very surprised. Then Mahaprabhu said, I have realized all this. And they fell at the feet of Nityananda, begged for forgiveness. Mahaprabhu, he said, Nitaya Karunabe. Then Raja Radha Krishna Babe. Lord Nitaya Charan Tukani. Nitaya Charan Satya Tasya Vagata Nitaya Pada Sakarvash. And Mahaprabhu, he started this Vyas Puja himself. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he started this Vyas Panchak. He wrote this book. And then Prabhupada Sri Thakur, he started celebrating this Vyas Puja. So here, when the Acharya's Avirbhavtithi comes, then one day before, there's Mangalati Vas. There'll be Kirtan. Everyone will be welcomed. And invitations are sent to everyone. Now that you give invitations online or by phone or by letters, no. This is not the way. Invite someone. Invite means how? Narada Sri, he'd go everywhere. In all three worlds to get invitations. He'd go everywhere, door to door, and he'd start doing Harinam Kirtan, dancing, door to door. And they say, all the Rishi Maharshis, they'd all become intoxicated with Kirtan. All the Rishis, see, Narada Sri goes everywhere to invite them. And this is singing, dancing, very joyful, and he makes them full of rasa. And then inspires them in such a way that immediately they leave. Sukadeva Goswami is speaking Bhagavat. And That time, say, he called everyone from all three worlds. They came to listen from more than 80,000 rishis. There was only Parikshit and Sukadev. As soon as it's Bhagavatam, everyone came. Asita, Deval, Parasar, Vyas. All the rishi maharishis came. More than 80,000 rishis. So Narada Rishi, he is the predominating deity of giving our invitations. He is always present in everyone's heart. He knows how to invite everyone, or else by the influence of Kali Yuga, these words are not heard by anyone. We cannot even listen. If we become deaf, then we cannot even listen to ordinary words. And you say, by the short parampara, then we listen to this Guruvani. There is no need for television, laptop, all these things. There is no need. Because already the hearts are tied to each other by this affection. So Narada Rishi, when he just spoke to some people, automatically this message was transmitted in everyone's hearts. One day, Krishna told Arjuna that you have come to the war, now you should take everyone's blessings. Take the blessings of your elders. So Arjuna, he got down from the chariot. And Krishna said, do you offer pranam this way? Are you a coward? That you won't touch everyone's feet. That please forgive me that I'm going to fight with you. Or that, oh, make me win. Don't be such a coward. How should you offer pranam? Be like a warrior, you should offer pranam. So Arjuna took one arrow. And then he released it. All these different arrows fell at the feet of all his gurus. Like Drona, Bhishma, Kripacharya, and the others. And everyone knew Arjuna is offering pranam. This is how you should offer pranam. Like Kshatriya. So invitation, how was it given? Similarly, when the Rishi Maharishis, whenever there'd be any religious observance, then automatically they invite the entire world. Or else, the Acharyas have some vichar. That one should not send one's servant. The master himself should go. He'd go everywhere. And he'd offer sweets, fruits, chandan, mala, cloth to everyone. And then he would offer pranam to everyone, pray to everyone. That today is Guru Padma's Avirbhav Tithi. And all of you should please come this way, should invite. That all of you should carry out this observance of Gurudev's Avirbhav. In this way, by this rasa, by this katha kirtan, he drowns everyone. This way, Bhagavan himself, he has spoken Ashri Guru's glories. So, without this Bhagavat ras, worship is not carried out. This is your Rasik Vaishnavas, your Acharyas. This way, because you have come here, this rasa is being distributed, and make everyone follow this rasa, because there are many different people who distribute different kinds of rasa. But by falling at their feet, by worshipping them, this is the way. I used to see in this Bhuteshwar, this be a disciple of Rupa Sasi Thakur. Then he took sannyas from Bhuteshwati Maharaj. He was a railway engineer and then to retirement. Took sannyas from Shwati Maharaj and he was doing bhajan there in Bhuteshwar. Near this Saraswati Kund. He used to be alone, he didn't have any sevak. So then anyhow, Maharaj gave one sevak to him. And Gaudiya Math, very difficult to find sevaks. One whose brain doesn't work, he becomes a sevak in Gaudiya Math. You see, a good person cannot stay in the temple. He should be half crazy, half mad. Only one who is half mad, useless, he stays in the mud. One who is very intelligent, he will never stay in the temple. Who thinks he is very qualified. Only those who are half mad, they can stay here. So then, this person, how was he? This person, he left home, his wife died, So he became crazy. He was looking, he was thinking like, maybe I can find my wife in Vrindavan. Although she had already died. Then Maharaj said, alright, don't worry, you'll find everyone here, they said. Then Maharaji offered him there in his seva. He used to serve Maharaj. And then when Maharaj left, he was half crazy, half mad. But still, when he'd follow the Vyaspuja of his Maharaj, Viratiti of his Maharaj, he'd invite all of Rajmandal. He didn't know how to cook, he didn't know how to do bhiksha, but still he'd invite everyone. He became so qualified. Whole day, he would go to Madhukari of Rajvasis. Because his Guru Maharaj also would power stores collecting Madhukari. Morning, afternoon, night, Rajvasis would come and give Madhukari. Very ancient deity of Krishna Balaram. He used to worship Krishna Balaram, do Kirtan, speak Harikata, do Madhukari. Sevak also would collect Madhukari. And then so many people would come. So how would festival be carried out? When he's invited so many people. And there was, he invited all the sadhus from Rajmandal. Inviting everyone, respecting everyone. And then for cooking, he'd go, he'd fold his hands and all the Gaudiya Mats. That's my Guru Maharaj Stithi, kindly come all of you. Seeing how humble he was. You see how humble he was and until the last day, he worshipped his Guru. He held many festivals. And now he even made a Pushpa Samadhi of his Guru. And just as Guru Maharaj left, he also, when he was leaving, he called one sannyasi from Vardhaman. And then they started looking after the temple. And then he went back to his Guru Maharaj, eternal dham. He was not even so old. Just say this Guru Bhakti. And they say, there's no need for being very educated, qualified, or very beautiful. The person is very qualified who has this Guru Nishtha. You've seen in his life. So when Gurudev Jagru Bhavtiti came, then the Shishya Sevaks had so much opportunity that don't you just try to worship, at least begin. And this mercy will automatically shower on you. Not just your Guru, full entire Guru Parampara. All the mercy will shower upon you. To just see how he respects his Guru so much. He is respecting him so much for this Kripa. He doesn't know anything, but still everyone would help him. Bhagavan himself is helping, then what to speak of others. So anywhere in Mathura, we used to see how Maharaj loves the Avirbhavtithi of Param Gurudev, which is like one or two days before Prabhupada's Avirbhav. And one day after, only Bhakti Buddha Shauti Maharaj. Shauti Maharaj appeared on the same day as Prabhupada. And Goswami Maharaj one day after Prabhupada. So they take all his parikars together. And so for 3 days, Vyaspuja would go on. First Param Gurudev, Prabhupada, then Goswami Maharaj, Shauti Maharaj, all the Guru Varga. So that time, Maharaj would invite all of Raj to come there. So one day before, Mangala Divas decorate the temple. And then on Vyaspancha, Acharya Pancha, everything would be ready. These banana leaves, mango leaves, coconuts, they would all decorate the gates. So you see the entrance to the gate should be worshipped. So that ghosts and goblins do not enter inside, or else they come and they'll cause so much disturbance. Therefore the gate should be worshipped very nicely. Place a banana tree there. And some these pots which have mango leaves inside, kalash. You say coconuts also should be placed there. So that no apadevata, ghostly beings, rakshasas can enter inside and cause disturbance and spoil the festival. Therefore, they worship. In this way, that said, don't cross this threshold in a dread site, or else in many places many people, they want to do so many things, and then in the end they fight so much, they do so many things that you see they cannot even do the whole thing, even the whole religious ceremony they cannot properly follow. No katha, no kirtan, nothing. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatri Vena Kantikahare Bhakti Utpattai Vakalpatai. We don't do anything, but still, you know, whatever I wish I'll do, one according to proper rules, regulations, according to the Vishara Shastra, one should follow. And then what will be the result? There will be Shanti. Parashanti. So Maharaj himself would come. I'd say in Chaitanya Gaudiyamar, Bhakta Ait Madhu Goswami Maharaj during his Vyas Puja, everyone would come. Everyone would come. Madhu Maharaj himself was a big acharya. He'd be standing near the gate, he'd be offering Mala Chandan. He'd make them sit down and offer Boga for Marathi. Maharaj would do Shastranga Dandavat Pranam. Although he was so old, very tall, still give Dakshina, he'd give Vastara Alankar, he'd make them happy. But then he would leave. Everyone would come to see this Vyas Puja. And there Madhu Maharaj, he was worshipping everyone. There's no one there. He would even worship the disciples of his godbrothers, do their arati. And everyone was singing, when Maharaj he worshipped. But Maharaj, he said, this is my puja, this is my worship. That I become a priest myself and worship everyone. So everyone worships me, I've invited everyone. Everyone come and worship me, this is not good. This is not proper puja. I should become a worshipper first. Then after 2-3 in the afternoon, thousands of his disciples would be sitting. Because Madhu Maharaj used to preach so much in Punjab, Chandigarh, Ludhiana, Amritsar, everywhere. In Guwahati, Assam, Tejpur, Manipur, Imphal, in Bengal, everywhere. He is preaching. He had many disciples. And all would be sitting there. And then I'd say that Gurudev would request Madhu Maharaj so much. And they say he had given this Prasadi Maharaj and then pranami to everyone. And those who were left, they made Maharaj sit on the Vyasas and they worshipped him then. Then Maharaj's disciples, they would abhishek his Lord's feet, do arati, offer Pushpanjali, and all the disciples would be standing in line because they also have to offer Pushpanjali. And they also had some things in their hand, something that they'd cook. And then they'd have a spoon inside what they'd cooked and they'd feed something to Guruji. So he had so many disciples. It starts from 3, 2 and then until 5 this line would be going on offering Pushpanjali. Then just see how there's so much Shraddha in Guru. And see how the Guru is also. So let's see how Maharaj, he wouldn't let anyone observe his appearance there. When Swami Maharaj left in 77, then according to his instructions, many would call Maharaj to ISKCON. 40-50 buses would come. And they say, when tomorrow Maharaj's appearance day would be known, then they'd bring so many boxes of sweets, so many things. They'd give it to me. And then the next day, when Maharaj Avirbhavatithi, they'd come to celebrate Maharaj's appearance. And Maharaj, he wouldn't even open the door. After 1 hour, 2 hours, kirtan's going on. Maharaj didn't even open his door. And previously, we would, every day after Mangala, we'd garland. Maharaj, after Maharaj has chanted his anik, put a mala on him, offer chandan, offer pranams to him. And then Maharaj would step out and then he'd do parikrama of the temple, put some water in Tulsi Devi, And then we put some prasad there for Maharaj. Then Maharaj meet with all the brahmacharis. And not that he did whatever he wished. But that day he didn't open the door. And there we cannot even feed the other Vaishnavas. Until 10, 11, Maharaj did not open the door. We need other people. And Maharaj, he said, then Guru Puja means you worship one's Guru, not that I have become Guru. Now that I will disobey my Guru or God, disrespect. All of you have given me so many gifts, so many offerings. You not do this for your Guru, for your Param Guru, Parapar Guru and all the Acharyas. If you respect them also, then I know that you are respecting me as well. My followers should also respect the others. Not that they have learned how to respect the Vaishnavas. If any Vaishnava comes, you don't even ask him if he has to sit down. If he needs some water, no asan, nothing. Then he'll do Guru Puja. Then will Guru be happy with this? Will Bhagavan be happy? So Guruji, he'd be sitting. So he was very old by then. So he would sit on the Vyasasam. Then Maharaj would say that all these things that you have made ready for puja, you offer to my Guru Varga. If they are offering to me personally, if anything, then if it's not for Guru, then you're putting chadar on me, but the others don't even have a gamcha to wear. The brahmacharis, they don't have anything. They don't have one cloth, nothing to eat. Then how am I being worshipped? This is my puja then. There's no need to show such respect. If you want to respect me, then respect me properly, completely. Or else, everything is only, or else, all these festivals, they're only like very external. See, Dishi, what does he do? He only accepts a little fruit flower and then they only distribute these tulsi leaves, water, fruits, that's all. So everyone gets his prasad. Say, Guru's puja is only celebrated when you also meet all the other Vaishnavas and you respect them, respect the Guru Varga, Guru Parampara. See, Maharaj, you speak Harikatha. Speak very strongly. Will I be happy with this? You listen to Harikatha and bring all these instructions in your life, practice them. Then I'll be happy. Chant Harinam properly. Promise to yourself. Then I cannot do anything properly. Then kindly be merciful to me. I have no qualification. So you learn to pray this way, you learn to practice in your life, then this is my Guru Puja. Then I'm happy. This way there's Bhagavan's temple. There's no proper dress for Bhagavan, no boa is offered, no proper flowers, chandan, anything. Then Guru Purnima we'd see. They bring all these different garlands in truck. So bring so many mangoes, sweets, and so many things would be bought. Rooms would be full of all these things. I think where did even get so many things? So many things would be bought. And Maharaj would tell me, what are you going to do with all these things? He said, I'll distribute all these things to everyone. Fruits and sweets to everyone. In the evening, nothing is left. Once Guru Puja was happening in Anandam and I came there and Puja was going on there and all things would be coming to me and I'd be distributing everything. Maharaj said, you have something? Then I said, nothing, I only have you now. You said everyone should be worshipped, not only Guru. Everyone should be respected. So I gave everything away. So will Bhagavan be happy? If his associates are not worshipped properly, respected. Therefore, everyone invited, uninvited, everyone, guest, if you've given invitation to anyone, if anyone's come even by hearing from others, one person brings another, then he hears from that person, he comes. And they all come. Then we say, oh, we only give prasad to those who have coupons. So even if Bhagwan comes, he say, you don't have coupon, then you go away from here. Bhagwan, you don't have coupon. Why have you come with this? Why have you come without ticket? Say, whoever you are, you cannot enter inside. Then Bhagwan said, oh, nice feast is going on here, but I am not invited. I don't have tickets, so they're not letting me inside. Standing in line, and if something is left, then okay, give me something in a dona then. Bhagwan himself is waiting. So my Guru Maharaj, Param Guru Maharaj would say no. I've seen in Mayapur, there in 80s, how Vyas Puja would be celebrated. Nandatsav, how would be celebrated? That is Prabhupada's Vyas Puja, Swami Maharaj. Lakhs would come. And there are a big field there. Everyone would be dancing, singing, distributing Mahaprasad. No one knew who was cooking, distributing, nothing. They knew nothing. Everything was going on automatically. Swami Maharaj, he'd be sitting on a Vyasasan. They should be 20 feet high. And then from the road you could see the Asasan. Everyone would be seeing him on this stage, which is 20 feet high. They'd all be standing in line. And the Kirtan party from all the nine dhams would come Shantipur, Katwa, Kalna. No one had invited them, but still they'd all come. And whatever they had, they'd give them as gifts. And everyone would be sitting there. Even now it happens. Now they have different groups now. Russian group, European group. Bengali is different. Cooking is different. But that time, there was nothing like this. Everyone would eat the same mahaprasad. We're all with the same mahaprasad. And those who were coming, they themselves were distributing, they were giving plates. They were feeding everyone. There's no shortage of anything. And they say, everyone would be given tilak chandan, rubi chandan. Some dry prasad would be given. The dry prasad had gopi chandan, remnants, everything. And this way, there'd be mirror also to put tilak on. Param Guruji, he would say, see, the disciples, the Guru wise, the Guru Varga. How can we respect them properly? Therefore, we should pray to our Param Guru, Guru, that all of you kindly fulfill the Manobishta. So Param Guru Maharaj would say that not Vyas Puja, Rath Yatra and Gaur Purnima, Kartik Mas, these four occasions, all of you should come to a place where Guru, then your battery will be charged. Or else battery will run out. No strength, you know, cannot do bhajan then. If you want to do bhajan, then listen to what I'm saying. Then, Bhagavan says, my katha is infused with my potency. So in this way, in this adivation of Vyas Puja, when acharyas appear, then the acharya is the worship of the Guru Parambara. They teach everyone. Guru Maharaj would say, everyone should be honored, respected. Anyhow they come there, you should respect them. Make sure they have Mahaprasad, Mala Chandan. And then they say, no, Maharaj said, should I invite anyone? Then he's saying, no, if you don't meet anyone outside, then people are waiting outside. Maharaj invited me, but he's not. Where is my Maharaj? No, he's not here. Maharaj will not come out. He said, your host was saying Radhe Shyam. So I said no need to give an invitation. So saying you give prasad to everyone. And they say, there you go, they give you dakshina, they give you everything. But still when you bring them here, you didn't set the room. Or else you're going somewhere else. And they say, so all of them, you should respect them, receive them nicely. You should have this sevavriti, serve everyone. Then the others will learn. You should also respect and serve. Although there's no meaning to that service, at least speak sweetly. And say, Bhagavan has not given shortage of anything. You know, I've seen in Navadvip also in this festival, Paramgurudev, he would pay for the fare of all his godbrothers to come here to the dham. He would take loan and he would give them coming and going, he'd pay for the railway ticket and everything. Because they're very poor, they didn't have anything. Arrange for them to stay for free, arrange tent, everything. Arrange light, generator, everything. So let's say, oh, Guru Bhai, you know, I have nothing now. Only 5 paisa pranami we had now. Say, 5 paisa, 10 paisa, 15 paisa. Then 1 rupee was like so much. Oh, Guru Maharaj, we'll be weeping. We have nothing. We don't even have any money to go buy a ticket. And here, take this 15 paisa, buy this ticket. No, you go to Calcutta and you can go on this train. And how would this loan be repaid? Again, 1 year, the next year, again, loan would be taken. You see, anyhow, you see, they managed everything. Now you see, you have all money, everything. But still, if you're Brahmachari Sannyasi, then at least you must be the generous that you must. They've come to the temple, they've come from so far. So at least give them darshan once. Then they're happy. So at least you speak Harikatha, you do Kirtan. So if you don't do that, then what to do? In this way. Or else I'll announce everywhere in the public. I will not leave. Unless I'm here, I'll never stop. And for me, I don't see who is who. Everyone's the same. Even if I have to hell, still I'll say out in the open, I'm not scared. This is respect to Sri Guru. That those have come to Guru's house, then you must respect them. You must receive them respectfully. Say, therefore, since I've come to Vrindavan, I don't invite anyone. Else how will I receive all these sannyasis who come there? No one receives them, nothing. You should do kirtan, they'll do katha, they'll do kirtan. They'll do cooking, distribution. How can I do everything myself? Cannot do everything myself. So everyone are going to the Radhikar. Must respectfully receive them. This way. This way one advances himself. Now that they'll be degraded. No need for this pratishtha. What Prabhupada was saying. He'd see from top. Said today all the sannyasis are distributing. How come? Then he says something's wrong. Why are these sannyasis distributing prasad? Means some of their clients have come. Who have given a lot of donations. Let's say they're flattering them and they're serving prasad to them. Therefore, they're taking these buckets of paneer and going first. Making this dammalu, all these things. Alu pudi. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You will never forget this Mahaprasad in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or in Siddhanti Maharaj, they cook so nicely there. In life after life, you will never forget. In their mat, in Gaudiya Mat, in Siddhanti Maharaj Mat. The next day after Gaur Purnima, 5 kilometers people are waiting in line for this khichdi. For little khichdi, even the khichdi is so nice. You as rich, poor, alike, everyone, they stand in line to get this khichdi. So fragrant, so nice to eat. Celebrating this festival of Mahaprabhu's appearance. Everyone will come there. Standing in line. In the heat for this Mahaprasad. Because there's a small temple. And this way they're distributing this Mahaprasad. There's one gate. Gates everywhere. And then this way they're distributing. There's no place also. Small temple. Even in Kolkata they have a small temple and Pudi in temple. And now it's becoming a little big, but no proper arrangement. Still they are doing their seva. Therefore, that isn't Gurudev start preaching then from the 90s. My Guru Maharaj, whenever it's time. So this is the way our parampara runs. So, for Atithi or Sri Guru. Because without Guru Kripa, nothing will be had. Kari Atma Sam. Chanandamoy. Joy. And you want to get a diksha from Sadhguru, then Gurudev is not selfish. Immediately he'll offer you at Bhagavan's lotus feet and he accepts you. This is the identification of Sadhguru. He gives this Diksha, this mantra, this Divya Gyan. He gives this Krishna Seva Vasan. And all of